This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels, coming to us from London today. We're speaking with Lisa E.O. Andrews, the CEO and founder of This Is LD, a global digital marketing agency. Today, we will be looking at global trends in medical technology from a marketer's perspective. And Lisa, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's really great to be here.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you today in all regards. So for starters, from a marketer's perspective, as we mentioned, can you discuss why medical technology has emerged as a critically important solution for world health issues? Let's kick things off with that today.
Of course. And actually, I think this is quite an important question to start with, Eric. So thanks for leading with it. Right now, we're all really looking at the future of our world, where things are headed, and wondering kind of what is out there to help us move closer to where things could perhaps be better. And we know medical technology has been with us for centuries, but it's really the recent decades of development that have been truly exciting for the healthcare industry. Innovation, particularly in the areas of AI and robotics, have been accelerating incredibly quickly as more and more companies enter the field of competition. And from a product marketing perspective, we know that one of the core indicators of success or failure of these emerging medical technologies is, of course, the adoption across borders. For better or worse, we know that the commercial nature of success today, which itself is a debate for another time, demands a global audience in order to make these technologies financially viable for delivery. So the positive uptake demands quality, viability, significant need, proven support, and of course the willingness of the healthcare community itself to embrace the technology. And despite all of this, it is that possibility of medtech and how these possibilities are actualized as we cross those borders to address the global issues of accessibility and affordability of healthcare is what makes this the most important conversation and the most important solution. And it's interestingly also an area where I believe marketing can play a much greater role than what people realize. So what we should be focusing on now as marketing agents and partners in the role of ongoing business success in this industry is how medtech can do even more to address the global inequalities in healthcare. The solutions they can provide with the right information and education around them, and the value of strong, research-based, data-driven, and strategically executed marketing campaigns to help these healthcare and medtech companies address the unique needs of the regions that they serve.
No doubt some great information to get things underway here today. Really appreciate that and your feedback. Now tell me also how you and marketers in your specialized field help to educate the marketplace regarding medical technology innovation.
Okay, so as a marketing team, our role is to be part of the conversation in order to educate. So to understand the core pain points needing to be solved in healthcare and medtech on both a local and obviously global scale. So remember that a marketing team alone and isolated from core business operations doesn't wield the power to dictate enough change in the system and structures or impact the bottom line as much as a team that is fully integrated. So in order to educate and influence the marketplace in a positive way, research and strategy backed by a strong partnership between company management and the marketing execution team is vital. There was an example I was thinking about yesterday actually on this. There is significant discourse happening at the moment between the tech industry and the healthcare industry in many of the smaller emerging medtech startups on the gap between creating medical technology and doctors actually being able to use the technology. So one of the responses I came across was the introduction of this technology into schools instead of hospitals. And this is an action that would completely change the demographic of your marketing target audience, your strategy, everything, but in obviously very exciting ways. And then to flip this a little bit, on the other side of this example, Is marketing in medtech actually powerful enough to initiate a change like this in the industry? And I actually think it is. So another important consideration for medical devices in particular is the number of individual teams involved in the process of moving just one product means incredibly long sales cycles in the market. And, you know, I'm talking years, and it makes up a lot of different priorities, requirements, key timings, compliance approvals, budgets, you name it. So when you have cycles that are this long, the demand on marketing to maintain information flow through the funnel is a key factor in ROI success and, of course, the survivability of that product. So essentially, in wrapping all of this up, as a marketing partner, we help to educate by highlighting the solutions and then educating as well on the options, all the while staying true to the fundamental nature of healthcare, which is, of course, human connection and authenticity.
And which is so important. Now, medical technology is a very complex field, as you know. How does a global marketing expert such as yourself and your team stay abreast of regulatory requirements while championing best marketing practices? It sounds like something that's a huge challenge for a team like yourself.
Yeah, and look, it's definitely complex, I'm not going to lie. Let's just say we spend a lot of time on industry news and information websites. And I'm sure this is similar to any other industry. Marketing in medtech always starts with significant amounts of research and strategy, checking, comparing new information, any changes to compliance and regulatory requirements. And this is on top of all your regular marketing activities. We all know that data privacy has been prevalent in every industry for some time now, but of course, in healthcare, you have the additional responsibility of maintaining personal patient information privacy and to increasingly stringent requirements as well. And then, of course, using systems that are compliant to that. So in the US in particular, you have HIPAA. And I know we talk about this a lot, but even something as simple as using a CRM, which every marketing agency does, just even ensuring that that piece of software is actually HIPAA compliant, which not many of them are, is something that is so easily overlooked if you don't regularly work in healthcare marketing. And the other side of this, as you noted in your question, Eric, is to ensure that you're always pushing best practices. And this is both internally and with clients. So, of course, this means constantly reviewing, testing, optimizing these best practices in both your marketing strategy and execution. If I can throw in a quick example, general one, an often used marketing tactic in products and services that we all know pretty well is the fear-based approach. So the fear of missing out, the fear of something being wrong, the fear of losing or even being hurt if you don't, you know, buy now. And in healthcare, this is incredibly dangerous as a strategy to take. And it does patients a huge disservice, even if you're hitting your ROI targets. So in this industry, a key best practice to remember is the need to balance your ROI goals with patient-first marketing. This means empowering and educating individuals to make informed decisions first and foremost. And this might mean spending more time on brand trust over lead generation, or investing more heavily in honest testimonials, social proof, and evidence-based claims that support the quality of your product and service before your sales goals.
Really great to have you on today and hear your perspective on things here within the healthcare industry. We're speaking with Lisa E.O. Andrews, the CEO and founder of This Is LD, a global digital marketing agency here on eHealth Radio's health and medical marketing channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what are the key trends and impacts of the global medical technology sector from your viewpoint as well?
Oh, I always love these trend questions. It always invokes this sudden youthful fear of trending in an uncool direction, which I think I'm too old for now. But fortunately, in this case, my view on this have also been reiterated and proven by a number of other experts as well. So I'll repeat an earlier point actually that I made as a key trend: authentic social proof. So the rise of real, unpolished, honest video testimonials, proven online reviews, and highly visible endorsements from recognized and reputable healthcare professionals are bringing a lot of clarity to an industry that has in the past occasionally stumbled when it has come to patient care. In addition to providing high quality products and care, authenticity will be a key foundational element for any digital strategy this year. We touched on AI earlier in our chat, actually, and we cannot underestimate the continuing and growing impact that it has and will continue to have in healthcare and medical tech. What will be important this year and further is ensuring balance. So AI in healthcare marketing should improve your team's efficiency without removing the quality that comes with authentic and honest human conversation and experience. And it's our responsibility as a professional partner agency not to allow healthcare content to degrade into unchecked automation that actually does a patient and the world any form of disservice, even if it's unintentional. And above all, I guess, remember that healthcare is a referral business and your digital marketing strategy should be driving that model forward. And that means constantly looking at ways to improve patient lives through clear and correct information and focusing all your strategies on positive impact marketing.
Good points made and great advice shared with us. Thanks for that. Now, based on your experience also, would a marketing professional entering the field today secure the level of expertise needed to create excellence for a med tech client? What's your thought on that?
This is a great question, Eric. And I actually think as an expert in your own field that you probably know the answer to this just as well as I do. Essentially the same way that anyone becomes a true proficient at anything. Obviously, a level of expertise in anything is necessary. And education, experience, and time, it usually gets that. And then in the same way that an expert remains a true proficient at the forefront of their field in a rapidly changing environment, that constant learning, improving, and practice. And I'll throw one more thought out there just to end this. The field of medical technology, it doesn't just require that knowledge and experience. It requires passion as well. For me, marketing has always needed to have a greater purpose other than just, you know, encouraging more capitalism. The reason LD has ended up operating quite heavily in the healthcare and medical technology sectors is because of that desire to try and be something more than just marketing units and pushing sales. Medical technology has the ability to change the world and impact the lives of every single person on this planet if used correctly, humbly, admirably. And what is our purpose if we can't be a part of something like that?
Lisa, once again, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today, coming to us from London on behalf of This Is LD. And if listeners wanted to get more information on your marketing agency, where's the best place to do so?
They can head to our website at thisisld.com. We have a special ongoing at the moment for a company if they book in a chat, which you can do via the links on our site. They get free donuts. And who doesn't love a free donut?
That is some big truth right there. Who wouldn't like a free donut? Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. It is This Is LD.com. Lisa, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure.
It certainly is. Again, we've been speaking with Lisa E.O. Andrews, the CEO and founder of This Is LD, a global digital marketing agency. And for all the details and for contact, visit thisisld.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.